Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Also, our text line. You'll probably want to text in during our next segment because this woman is so good. We're all depressed, overwhelmed, overworked, stressed out. Now add the holidays to the mix and we're really in big trouble. That's why we invite her in the studio. Her book is entitled This Year I Will. It is Tiffany Louise. How are you?
I'm great.
I follow you on Instagram. First of all, congratulations. You got married.
I did.
How's it feel?
Well, we're still married, so it's going well.
You look so much happier.
You know, 3.5 months in, but I knew what I was getting into. I had no expectations of him changing. And
okay.
So everything is the same, and that's exactly how I like it.
You two are a beautiful couple.
Thank you.
You really are.
He's the best man I know, and I always said I wouldn't get married until I felt that way. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How come people don't follow that?
I don't know. We want what we think we'll get from having it, and we rush ourselves along, and we don't listen to our intuition. Lots of reasons.
Isn't that funny? We all have a plan in our head, and we want to get there. We want to get to the finish line for some reason. We all need to just relax and get there.
Trust the process.
Right.
Yeah.
But we don't trust the process. We get too nervous.
No.
And anxious.
Sometimes. Sometimes we rush it.
What happens if it takes too long?
I don't think there's such thing as too long. I think it's right on time.
My sister... who is a sister. I have a sister that's a sister.
Okay.
Her line always is to me, Pete, in God's time.
I agree with her.
I don't really know what that means. Does that mean just be patient?
I think it means be patient.
Right.
Hope for what you want.
Okay.
Participate, if you call it God, with your higher power.
Right.
Take the action, but then trust that the timing is. And believe me, I always say if I got everything I wanted when I wanted it, I would be one miserable person. If I would have got the marriage when I wanted it, I'd definitely be divorced by now.
It's the journey getting there, right? Because sometimes, let's say buying a car. Let's take that for example. Okay, the journey, buying a car, you're very, very excited. You get the car and it's like a letdown.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got to be careful about what we always, and this I talk about a lot in my book, but we think we'll feel a feeling when we get what we want. And so we have to make sure to check in with what it is we think we want.
Okay.
To fact check if that will actually be the thing that delivers the feeling. So we think we'll feel this thing with the new car, and it's like 3 months later, then we have all the Starbucks containers and all that stuff making it all dirty.
Right.
Because usually material things aren't the things that are going to deliver long-term results.
Well, let's take, for example, a job. Mm-hmm. Someone wants to change their job. How do you check in with yourself? What do you have to do?
Well, what's occurring right now? What's not feeling great? Get curious. We get curious about people we care about. So what are the factors that are working with this job and what are the ones that aren't? And what are the things that you think that you'll be doing that will lead to more peace or freedom or purpose or whatever that might be?
Right.
Check into what your options are. See if there's things that you need to do to get yourself going there. You know, is it more education? Is it a course? Is it getting qualified in this way to make the leap? And then, like you said, what we have to learn to do is we can also have destination addiction. Like, I'll arrive at this job, I'll arrive in this location, I'll arrive here, and then I'll be happy. But none of the research on happiness shows us that we'll be happy when we achieve. We're happy on the journey when we're moving towards something that's purposeful.
Right, right.
So if we're looking at changing something like a job, learning to feel the joy now that you hope to acquire when you reach this new level of your career is is really the path to true happiness. And I find that when we're on that vibration, those things that we want are much more likely to come to us. We're feeling that vibration when we're interviewing. We're feeling that vibration when we're looking, because job searches can be really hard.
Right.
They can be very defeating feeling.
Oh,
there's a lot of perceived rejection.
I always say rejection.
Rejection is protection.
Right. Is it?
I believe that. I believe that the things that are for you will come to you. And if something has not come and you've been redirected, then that is ultimately divine protection. I have seen it too many times in my life to not believe that to be true.
Wow, this went deep quick.
We did go deep.
We're here
talking about the holidays.
I love
and
it.
Now we're into...
Well, how would you suggest this? We haven't even talked about holiday stress. How would you suggest people get to their goals? Do they write what they want down? What do you want?
Yes.
Because a lot of people want to be somewhere, but they don't know what they really want.
Yes. And I think the thing that we have to get clear on is what we want to feel.
Okay.
Because that is the thing that checks. Oftentimes we're wanting to acquire something, a job, a house, a relationship, because like I said, when we have it, we'll feel something. But we have to say, how do I want to feel in my life? What are my valued core feelings? Do I, because it's different for some people. Some people want to feel secure. Some people want to feel freedom. They want to feel a sense of adventure. Some people want to feel really connected to family. And so when we get clear about what our values are and what we want to feel, then we get to get that data when we move forward and we start taking, you know, conscious action
right.
to say, oh, when I did this, I thought I'd get the car and feel the zing of this. And actually, that doesn't line up with my values and it doesn't make me feel that great.
Right.
I felt more purpose because I'm tracking this mm-hmm. with being with my family and blah, blah, blah. So I think the hard part for a lot of us, the reason why we don't hit our goals is we don't get clear about what it is that we want. We don't get clear about how it is that we want to feel. And then we don't get very strategic and set ourselves up for the change. Because change requires discomfort and there's a learning curve. And we've talked about this before, but it's actually around 66 days to create a new habit. We think it's about a month. It's longer.
Okay.
So when we're in that buffers, that zone of discomfort of starting to get up and head to the gym or starting to, you know, get on a dating app if your goal is to find a relationship, we have to have supports. I always say like bumper bowling.
Okay.
Get the lanes in there so you can get down to the pins.
I have a kid, so I completely understand what you're talking about.
I still put those on and I'm an adult. But we need that support to keep us on the path because we are undoubtedly going to have triggers and cravings for the old behaviors.
Right.
We're undoubtedly going to have doubt. We're going to have feelings that come up when we change. A lot of feelings of discomfort and stories come up when we try to change. So we have to support ourselves and protect ourselves so that when those things come up, we have the tools to combat them.
Wow. Therapist Tiffany Louise in studio with us. So how do we do that? How do we get specific?
Well, my book is one tool, but take a piece of paper. Write down what it is that you want to feel. The five, I would say keep it to five, core feelings that you want to feel. And this is a time of year where a lot of people focus on that, but it's good as any. You can start on January 1 and you can start on July 16th. I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Figure out what it is you want to feel. Figure out what you think is in the way of that. Whether it's mindsets, old stories that I always say our old stories are like lint. We pick it up and sometimes it's not even ours, right? It might be stories that we learned from our family. It might be stories that we picked up from a bad job experience, a story
right.
where I can't have that, or I'm only meant to make this amount of money,
right.
or the story that I don't get to the gym because I'm going to be embarrassed when I go and people are going to make fun of me for not knowing the moves in the workout class. So until we get clear on what we think is actually blocking us, it's very difficult to hit a target that we don't know to aim for, right? Like try to get a bullseye when you're just like got a blindfold on.
Wow. Everything you just mentioned, I've been through in my entire life, even the exercise class, because I put it off forever
right.
because I was embarrassed.
Well, and that's
like
the thing, we shame ourselves.
Right.
But it's only because you think the
yep.
pain of the discomfort of the change will be worse than where you are.
Right.
And when we flip that, we move towards it. When we say, yeah, I might be a little embarrassed, but anyone who makes fun of me in that class is really an a-hole.
Okay.
And I'm going to go because I'm going to feel accomplished and energized and good on the other side. But we can't get through that mindset that's blocking us until we figure out what it is and challenge it. So figure out how you want to feel.
Okay.
Figure out the stuff that's in your way. Set your life up to be optimal. You know, for me, we'll just use the workout thing. If you
okay.
want to get to the... I am not an optimal person at 6 a.m. If I tried to make myself wake up at 5 and get to the gym at 6, I would be running into a brick wall.
Okay.
So I know my sweet spot is between like 8:30 and 9. And so I set myself up for classes like that. I don't schedule clients till after that point when, you know, like we got to work with what works for us.
Right.
And make it easier rather than harder to change.
It's going to be uncomfortable at first.
It
first
will.
60 days, really. Would
and
you say 63?
66 around.
66
That's
days.
What the literature shows.
Jeez.
And when we expect it to feel good, because a lot of time we start to change and we like, we're rocky, hands in the air, like I'm doing this thing.
Yep.
It's January 1st. And then we get to January 23rd and we're like, well... And so knowing that we're going to feel like garbage probably at points on that
yep.
sets us up to not have unrealistic expectations.
Right.
Which can also segue us into the holiday.
Oh my gosh. I'm just spiraling out of control.
Are you?
Here's a question for you. I do have a very important meeting this week. It's in TV.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Sending good vibes.
I think I'm prepared and I think I'm ready to go. And I think my mindset is there and I feel like... I already have the job in my head.
I love it.
So
I love that.
Is there anything that I'm not doing?
No, I think if you can already visualize it and imagine it for yourself, and
okay.
then and we're gonna, I think spiritually, if you can call it the universe or God or love or whatever it is, but I think when we hold so tight to the vision of what we want, it can feel, then we can sometimes set ourselves up for disappointment. So
right.
I believe in believing for it. I believe in stepping into the vibration like it's already yours. And then the last step, I believe, is giving it up and saying, hey, if this is really for me, if this is for me to serve in this role, and I'm
right.
going to bring laughter and joy and whatever to people, I trust it. And if not, I surrender it.
That is, I think I'm at that point because in media, I'm in an industry where people want to say no. I feel like sales is like that because you get a lot of no's during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just let yourself if you let the universe take you there,
yeah.
you're going to be more relaxed.
You ride those no's like
right,
a wave.
Right.
Till the next right wave comes.
You're going to get those ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Definitely so.
Yeah. And if we can somehow create a mindset for ourselves that doesn't, that the first no or the 10th no doesn't become our, but guess how you keep riding a no? When you're connected to your values and you know deep in your heart that you're doing this for the reason and the greater purpose for your life, right?
Right.
But when we're doing it for ego or when we're doing it for whatever, it can be harder to ride those no waves.
Okay. God, I love having you in studio.
Oh, I love
being here. We just did 15 minutes. I have to take a break. We only have 15 minutes left.
All right.
We have a lot to cover. I want to talk about your book, This Year I Will, 52-Week Guide Journal to Achieve Your Goals. But first, I want to talk about depression around the holidays.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and talk about depression and overwhelmed and overworked, and then we'll talk about the new year, how you can improve your life.
I'm here for it.
Where can people find you online?
They can find me at www.tiffanylouise.com. I'm tiffany.louise on Instagram. So any of those platforms, reach out. I coach at this point. I'm a licensed therapist, but at this point in my private practice, I'm only doing coaching. But I do have, if you're in the Chicago area, I have a great list of therapists I refer to. So I'm happy to help however I can.
You are a great follow on Instagram because you'll post a picture and then you'll motivate someone to do something and make you feel good about yourself just by reading it.
I'm the queen of long captions. I have zero interest in just posting a picture of myself. Unless there's something of value, then I
right.
kind of stay quiet.
As long as they're helping
yeah.
people, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Tiffany Louise is in studio. If you have a question, if you don't feel comfortable calling in, we have our text line right in front of us, 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN. Bears are losing to the Packers 14-3 with 11 minutes left in the third quarter. American Sale is known for having the largest selection of Christmas trees and decor. Stroll through the Christmas forest and choose from hundreds of Christmas trees ready to take home. You'll find thousands of holiday decor items in their Christmas market. And right now, during the Home for the Holiday sales event, you can save up to 60% and get 0% financing for 4 years. Get great deals on new hot tubs, pool tables, trampolines, and more. See store for details. American Sale for 60 years, helping you bring the fun home. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studio. In studio with us is life coach and therapist Tiffany Louise. Her book is entitled This Year I Will, a 52-week guided journal to achieve your goals. But first,
yeah,
holiday depression.
Yeah, it's a thing.
How do we get past it?
Well, for one, I think it's very helpful to understand all of the factors that might be at play because it can help us kind of figure out what we might need to do to improve it. So one thing I always like to remind people is December is literally the darkest month of the year.
It's so dark. We never see sunlight either.
No. So and it's interestingly not the coldest month of the year, but the darkest. And so sunlight and that sort of like shortening of the day can really decrease the likelihood that we're in nature, impact our mood because of lack of sunlight.
Right.
We can also just feel very prone to increased depression around this time of year. So if you have a history of seasonal depression or depression, oftentimes people find flare-ups in sort of arcs, like a roller coaster.
How do we know if we have seasonal depression?
I think the best way to do that is see a licensed professional and really
okay.
talk to somebody and have them like map out what your symptoms are. And you have to really show a history over time of experiencing this. Don't mark me on this exactly, but I think it's a period of 2 years that you've had it every year at that season.
Okay.
So really seeing somebody and, you know, getting clear on what that is the best thing to do.
Got it. How much does diet weigh in on that?
I mean, these are the things that I always say that are three things that you have in your control to improve sort of your mental health. How you move, yep. how you connect, and what you eat. Well, actually, I'll add one more, and how you sleep. And so we think about December.
Three out of four in the toilet. All right, keep going.
So those are things that can naturally improve sort of the juices we're marinating in our brain.
Right.
So we get to the holidays. We are having less sunshine. We perhaps might be moving less because we are rushing around, getting the kids presents and going to events and holiday things at work.
Oh, and the holiday parties.
Our routines.
Yes.
And we're eating foods that we normally wouldn't. And then
chocolate.
Then we add the beautiful marketing system in our country of telling us every day on every commercial,
life's perfect,
exactly how our life should look. So then we're here, we have no sunshine, we aren't moving as much, we're eating foods that make us feel like garbage, and then we're like,
man.
Crap, I don't look like the Target commercial. And we wonder why we have a harder time this year. So
right.
I think the first thing we can do is say, of course.
Yep.
When we just say, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I got a lot of different factors, a lot of stressors. These things might be impacting me in ways I didn't recognize. Of course, I might feel a little down. And then we can do the work to implement some changes that might help us sort of elevate
right.
that mood at this time of year.
I try to compare my life so people can understand. Like the last three nights, I've been drinking at holiday parties.
Yeah.
It's like enough. I mean, I can only drink so much red wine and beer, okay?
Well,
you got to dial it down. And the dips, the queso dip last night, oh my gosh.
And those are things where we just think it's the booze and are feeling hungover. But truthfully, when we drink, we cause a surge in neurotransmitters
mm-hmm.
that makes you feel good for that moment, but then
right.
there's a dip. And different research shows different numbers, but you can have a deficit then in neurotransmitters for the next 3 days.
Oh,
that's
I
why you
it.
Drink on Saturday and you still
it.
Feel like garbage
I'm
on Tuesday.
I'm 6 days in the can right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So especially if you're prone to feeling the symptoms of depression,
mm-hmm.
and consuming depressants is like, you know, not going to work in your favor.
One of the things you mentioned is connection. And I had this conversation with my wife before I left. I said, Sarah, we need to have a date night this week. Mm-hmm. We haven't been on a date in months. She's
I love that you're prioritizing that.
I'm like, I don't feel connected to you because we're just running around trying
Ships
to make everybody else happy.
Yep.
And my son, who's a freshman in high school, his first finals week is this week.
Yeah.
We're all stressed out.
Yeah.
It's like, we just need a date night, maybe Thursday when Charlie's done with finals.
Connection is a protective factor
for
all mental health symptoms.
Right.
When we feel connected and meaningfully, you know, to love, it doesn't have to be a partner. It can be friends. It can be a volunteer community. It just has to be people.
Right.
When we feel part of, even for the most introverted person, it helps for them to have their people. And so that's another thing. We can also sometimes shut down, feel a little bit more like we want to hibernate this time of year.
Yeah.
Then our mood starts to sink, and then we feel less motivated to get out. And sort of it's, you know, a self-defeating cycle.
Right. Continuous cycle.
And meaningful connection is different than just being somewhere.
We have about 90 seconds left. This year I will. 52-week guided journal to achieve your goals. And you purposely, on every single page, multiple times a page, where people have to fill in, they need to write. Tell me about this.
So the idea is it's once a week. Sometimes I love daily journaling, but this one is great for people who might feel like they're a little bit busy. The beginning part is heavy on figuring out what matters to you.
Okay.
So that then you have all of that internal motivation for what it is you want to achieve, how you want to feel, and then every week, whatever it works for you, checking in to see what your progress is and setting mini goals so you can get to the next step.
You've taught me that. You got to check in.
You do.
You need to check in with yourself,
partner.
Which is the weirdest thing, but you need to do it.
We're curious about the people we care about. We got to care about ourselves to get curious.
Damn, you're good.
Yeah.
We have former NHL star Jeremy Roenick coming in. Can you give him any advice? He's coming in next. He's staring at you right now through the glass.
Hey, man.
Any advice for him? Because he just travels nonstop. He works for NBC, so it's nonstop for him.
Well, you know, I think
those things... Gotta check in with yourself, JR.
Check in with yourself, connect to other people.
Right.
How are you moving? How are you sleeping? How are you eating? All those things.
He says it's a lost cause. I can hear it in my ear. Tiffany Louise, tell people where they can find you and get the book, the journal.
The journal is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. How
okay.
cool is that? And then I'm on TiffanyLouise.com and Tiffany.Louise on Instagram.
You are so good. We need to do this once a month.
Man, I love
it. Can we just
it.
Mark it right
I live
now?
Here, you know, 30% of the time, so I can work it around you.
And what is it with Wisconsin girls in my life? My wife's a Wisconsin girl. You're a Wisconsin girl. The Packers are winning right now.
They are.
It hurts. Tiffany Louise. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's 720. WGN News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.